WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you need to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. It is also September, guys. So, you know, if you want a discount on those brand new subs and, you know, you don't want to pay full price and you don't want to give Jeff Bezos all your money, well, you can get a discount if you subscribe or gift a sub right now in September. So, you know, check that out in the little purple button as well. It's only for this month, and it's only on new subs now. It's not on recurring subs. Sorry. So sorry. Anyway, or if you just want to pay the full price to Jeff Bezos, that's fine too. You can hit the button as well and do that as well. Or you can follow the channel, hang out in chat, listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Thanks, Matt, for 62 months. As he subscribed the regular way by clicking the purple rectangle button below screen right before the show started. So congrats, thanks, all the things. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynch. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live, because we're talking things, we're talking Monday Night Raw, talking all the news in the world, and sports, entertainment, and all the things that are possibly going to be happening in the world today.
It's been a quiet week in the world of professional wrestling, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
I mean, it's a quiet-ish week.
Quiet-ish week.
Lots of TV talk that we're not going to get into tonight because both sides have not confirmed anything, but a lot of rumors and speculation and talk about things in those realms.
So it's
kind of a quiet-ish week there. But before we get into anything, I told Lindsay what we're doing tomorrow night, but we're not actually going to say what we're doing. Like, she knows the details of what Brent's torture is going to be starting tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. But GM Battles returns tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's SmackDown versus WCW. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun with what I have cooked up.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to tune in and listen and see how the GMs handle Le Twist. One GM handles Le Twist.
Yeah, there's a twist involved. So, yeah, enjoy that. And so much more tomorrow night, 10-ish p.m. Eastern, GM Battles returns 2.0, season 2, however we want to phrase it, the next round of GM Battles tomorrow night. Me and Brent, go live.
Meh, whatevs. What do you mean, meh, whatevs? No, you will be afraid, goddammit.
Be very afraid.
Yeah, afraid.
He may enjoy the ever-loving shit out of it. So,
well, I mean, he is a masochist, kind of, so.
Kind of, sort of, so, maybe. Anyway, so that's tomorrow night. But now, let's get into news presented, as always, by MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211.
The re-signings continue. Armando Alejandro Estrada signs a 5-year Legends contract with WWE.
That was an interesting one. I didn't think he would be someone on their radar, but part of me now thinks they have things planned for Umaga.
It could be
to feature him in collections with Umaga down the line. So that would make the most sense to me why he's involved, because who knows. But yeah, he's part of the new Legends deals. We've been talking about him for weeks, and we have another one to talk about here in a second.
Yeah.
Might as well just mention
honestly, him. Ken Shamrock has also signed a Legends deal, which that's especially interesting because I didn't think Shamrock was necessarily on a great relationship with WWE, but that was the old regime and this is the new regime.
It is the new regime. He's in the video game this year, so that kind of helps the door open and talk. But yeah, Ken Shamrock is a legend as well. So they got ideas for things and what certain things they want to push. And so
you know, honestly, I saw Estrada got re-signed and I was like, they could actually potentially use him as like a manager for somebody on TV.
They could.
They're not going to, but he could be like a good mouthpiece for somebody that they have. Just a thought. Not thinking of anybody in particular, but just a thought that you pair him with somebody and you have him do what he did for Umaga. I mean, kind of have him help somebody.
He's a good talker, so I mean, why not?
Because I mean, Paul Heyman is obviously taking a very well-deserved rest. From on screen. He's still working backstage, but you know, he's taking a break, which as he should, because he's been doing nonstop stuff with the Bloodline for years now. So he deserves to have a break, but yeah, like bring back more managers, have Estrada come back, have him work with any number of talents, and that would be cool.
It would be.
Had the internet, huh?
We'll see how that if it ever happens, or at least maybe make an appearance at some point somewhere down the line for something.
He could. He absolutely could. This one had the internet all abuzz and excited. Saturday night's main event returns to NBC on December 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it will be on NBC and Peacock.
It'll be taking place in Long Island, New York. People are very excited. They brought back the old music, the old style graphics. They want the old video package to start the show. They want the old, everything old school for this return. Many people are surprised by the date of it, because there's a lot of people who were wondering, so WWE booked a house show against the AEW pay-per-view. Maybe that's the venue they're going to do Saturday night's main event, go up against the pay-per-view, which thankfully they did not. Thank you, WWE, for not going down that road, because I don't want that headache. I would like to watch Saturday Night's Main Event without having to deal with another pay-per-view against it. So thank you. But it should be fun. I think it'll be a two-hour show, one would assume, on a Saturday night. I guess that's the best spot, realistically, for timing, because that should be like the off week between college football playoffs, because all of the games should be wrapped up for conferences the week before, and then the bowls start the following. So that's a good content filler.
It should be, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to return to Saturday Night's Main Event. It was fun when they brought it back 15 years ago, but it wasn't the same old school like setup. This will probably have more of an old school flair to it.
I kind of hope they mix it, honestly.
Yeah. And with the guy who was at Raw a few weeks ago, who's rumored to be getting one of these Legends deals, because I think he has one because he's in WWE's supercard, Jesse the Body Ventura, the former voice of Saturday Night's Main Event, have him involved in the project could be fun too.
It could be. It could. Very well could be. But yeah, I think my hope would be that they mix like old and new and they update it, but tastefully.
But
you have a little bit of nostalgia without it being like... Because my thing is, if you do it exactly the same, it'll just be campy, you know?
Yeah, but like the old style was like you had the old green screen promos to start. So like you could do promos like that, and that still wouldn't be campy. It would be like talk to the camera promos. I think that's more what people want. They want like the talk to the camera promos and the old music, which is...
You know what? I don't know what the internet wants anymore. It's fickle.
Internet is very fickle, yes.
They could shoot it on the old school cameras and those people would be unhappy. Like they could do it exactly the same and they would be unhappy. So
fair.
I don't know.
Fair point.
So, like, that's why I'm like, I kind of hope they mix it where it's a little bit of old and a little bit of new, because, you know, obviously there has been enough time that has passed where it's like you have your new fans and you have your old fans, so you want to make sure that you have something for everybody. I'm sure they'll do it very, very well. Like, if there's anything about Hunter's regime that has been noted, it's that he's very good at doing sort of like throwbacks. In a really, really, really good way.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But a big congratulations should be offered to Lyra Valkyria, because she's now engaged to her longtime boyfriend, fellow pro wrestler LJ Cleary. So, congratulations to them.
Congrats.
Alexa Bliss has been keeping busy. She'll be a part of the new Netflix series, The Queen of Villains, which is a 5-episode series available now on Netflix. Bliss revealed that she was part of the English voice cast for the show, voicing wrestler Maki Ueda.
I'm sorry
for the pronunciation.
But that's cool.
That's very cool.
So she announced that on the socials today. I was like, okay, she's keeping busy, getting back to do something cool, being a voice actress. I mean, and doing it for a Netflix series, that's pretty good.
Gee, I wonder who has a deal with Netflix.
I think this came before their deal, but you never
probably
know.
Yeah.
But who knows? That's good.
You know what? Honestly, my hope, my sincere hope, is that we get like some sort of like weird crossovers with WWE and some of the Netflix shows. Like, I want a WWE talent to show up on motherfucking Bridgerton. I want it to happen.
Okay.
It's stupid, but I want it, because this is our one chance. This is like the one opportunity for this to happen.
And if there's
going to be
And if there's one person who's going to might be able to do that, it's the person you're going to talk about next, because he's in everything.
I don't know if they could get him in Bridgerton, though. That would be hard. Deadline reported that on Tuesday that John Cena will star in Matchbox, which will be directed by Sam Hargrave for Skydance, Mattel Films, and Apple Original Films. It'll be based on Mattel's line of Matchbox toy vehicles. How the hell are you going to do a movie based on Matchbox?
You're doing on everything.
Is it going to be like a live action version of Cars?
Maybe, or just the history of the toy, I guess, maybe. I don't know. It sounds intriguing. Sounds something different. So hopefully it turns out well. But, like, he's in everything. He was in, I heard he was in the show The Bear, which everyone's mm-hmm. talking about. He turned up in that. I don't know. He's everywhere, so... He could be in a Netflix series coming soon. Who knows?
He could be. I mean, the thing with him is that once he got his foot in the door, he really got his foot in the door, and he has a really good agent.
Yes.
But he also is really good with, like, just networking with people, because I heard the way that he got into the Barbie movie was he just, like, showed up, and he's like, hey, do you have anything for me? And they're like, yeah, come here.
No, it was something where she met him or something and offered him to be a part of it, and he'd just been... I think he was filming across the street or the other lot.
Yeah, something like that. And
that's how it happened.
But networking. That's how he got into it. It was just networking, where it's like, hey, you want to be a merman in the Barbie movie? And he's like, fuck yeah, let's go.
They got him in, they got him out.
Like, why not? But yeah, it's like, he's just good at it. He's just good at networking. He's got a great agent and he's securing that bag, man. Like, he has a very successful Hollywood career, so good for him.
Yeah.
Not that I think anyone was like doubtful that he wouldn't be successful, but I know like there at the beginning he had a hard time, but I think he kind of like did Ferdinand and like everything sort of like turned around for him after that.
Yeah.
He did not do something called the Tooth Fairy, though, so.
He did not, but he did Ricky Stenicki, which was actually funny.
You know what? The one thing about John Cena films that I have to admire is he's not afraid to act like a dumbass. Just a complete, utter dumbass. And, like, poke fun at himself and everything else. Like, he's not afraid to do that, and I respect him for it immensely. Like, I know it's acting, but there are just some guys, and some actors in general, I shouldn't just stick it to guys, but there's some actors that will just not do that, right? That will never do roles like that. Because I think The Rock did, like, The Tooth Fairy, and then he's never done, like, anything else like it ever again.
No, that he changed agents after that. He was like, I don't know about this one. Because that's when they were trying to make him lose weight and not be The Rock. He was Dwayne at that point.
And now he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
But yeah, like, I wouldn't count Jungle Cruise as like a comedy. Like, The Rock will do movies that have comedy in them, but The Rock also would not dress up as like a Britney Spears impersonator.
No.
And run around in heels and a schoolgirl skirt, which I applaud Joss Cena for all the way, because he looked damn good in them heels. That's just all I'm gonna say. It's like, I wish I could wear heels like that. Like, goddamn, I'm jealous now. Gotta work on my legs, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, we got way off topic. And last but not least, because there is surprisingly no AEW news, and there is no other news.
I mean, well,
other than, you know, Brent. Grayson Waller is returning to Australia Pro Wrestling. They have announced that Waller will wrestle Jimmy Townsend on its show at the Metro Theatre in Sydney on Saturday, October 12th.
Yeah, he'll be at the PWA Pro Wrestling Australia. It should be fun. Congrats. He gets to go home, wrestle. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that they have opportunities for them to do things like that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So with that, Blaine Brents?
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
This one's unfortunate. Thunder Rosa has a concussion.
# blame Brent.
She says she has a few more weeks before she'll be cleared. So, very unfortunate. But here we are. I mean, it probably happened in one of the hardcore matches she did with Deonna Purrazzo. One would assume.
One would have to assume, but one's not sure. And then Steph DeLander is going to have neck surgery.
# blame Brent.
She's been very popular. She's been running with the Zack Ryder stuff and been having success in TNA over the last few months. And it's unfortunate, as she was part of a big angle. And fortunately, she needs neck surgery. So sometimes timing is not the best. And for her, that was not the best. But here we are.
Here we are. But hopefully they both recover and hopefully they're both good to go after a while.
Yeah.
So with that, I say we take a break.
Sounds good.
I haven't heard this theme in forever. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw, because there was football and the Falcons did not embarrass themselves in Philadelphia. I'm very proud of them. We're going to let you know what we thought about Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Post Show on Thursday. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post-show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RONGSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's RONGSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hi, this is Pete Gass of the Mean Street Posse and author of my new book, Looking at the Light, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on recradioshow.com, walltalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also gift subs in September and get a little discount there. It's new subs, it's not resubs, sorry guys. But if you want to take just a little bit of your money back from Jeff Bezos, hit the little purple button for September and see what you can do there. You can also just subscribe to the regular way if you want to pay full price. You can also listen to the archive, you know, follow the channel, hang out and chat. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are going to transition over to the Raw post show, but not on Monday, y'all. It's Thursday because, well, there was football.
There was football. Yeah, Raw was a fun show.
It was a very fun show.
We had a few good matches, like Bianca and Io.
Dude, that was good.
That was a fantastic match.
I would like to see that again, please. I would take more of that, like, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, completely. Like, they tore the house down completely.
Like
on Monday.
Like, I felt a little bad that we got that for free, because that was like a pay-per-view quality match.
But they did a hell of a match. Io with the win, which was good for her because she needed a win. Her valuable lesson from her siege should come with a liability waiver. Mm-hmm. That too. We'll talk about them in a minute. But yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like Joe Tessitore got a good welcome to Raw this particular night.
Barrett did too. Yeah. So, Io got the win. When you think about it, it's like, oh yeah, Io was champ for a while. So it was like two former women's champions in the ring. Io getting the win. Probably setting the stage for Damage Control versus Bianca and Jade here in the future.
Well, if you think about it, they were on separate shows too. So when Io was champion, Bianca, I think Bianca and Io might have been champion or at the same time or close to the same time. But one was on Raw and one was on SmackDown. And so yeah. They never really got to meet or touch.
And Bianca was very focused on other things at the time. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good that they got in the ring back together again. Very athletic. I like them pointing at each other like, yeah, yeah, I see you. I see what you were doing. That was a really fun match with Io getting the win. It got set up because it was supposed to be Kyrie. Kyrie's still injured with the cut above her eye, so Bianca has challenged Io instead. So
Io's like, fine, I'll beat you up, I'll fight you, I'll take you, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Natty beat Zoe Stark in a solid match. It continued that whole series of matches with the Pure Fusion Collective and Zelina, Lyra, and Natty now involved, so that all continues moving on.
Zoe's really feeling her oats. In this group, like, she's really embracing the character in this group, and you love to see that.
Yeah, very much so. The feud with Sheamus and Pete Dunne continued on Monday Night Raw.
It escalated. Shillelagh is dead. Well, long live the cricket bat.
Yeah, the cricket bat came into play for Pete Dunne to get the win. They beat each other up a little bit. Sheamus is pissed because he took away his chance at the Intercontinental Championship. So, yeah. Enjoyable match. Pete Dunne got the win. He needed the win. It's been a minute since he's got a big win on Raw. This was a big win for him here against Sheamus. And it will continue the feud because he did not get it clean.
No. He walloped Sheamus in the head with a cricket bat, as we mentioned. But these two are always physical. They always go with each other super hard. You can tell that based on Sheamus's chest. Every time we see him on Monday, because it's just beat to shit. Because you know these two are going on at each other on the house show circuit when they're fighting on the house show. Or every time they fight, it's just super physical. But yeah, this was really good. And I like that they're kind of beginning to rebuild Pete Dunne a little bit. Because they should, right? Yeah. Like, they absolutely should.
Indeed. But let's talk about it. They're in our graphic. Let's talk about it. It's Bronson Reed, Braun Strowman were supposed to have a match. It never really got to really really start as a.
I mean, they tried to kill each other.
They did. Strowman avoided Bronson Reed charging at him. He crashed in the corner. He pulled so hard the turnbuckle came off, so there was no top rope. So they just started hitting moves on each other. Bronson Reed grabbed a fan, chucked him at Braun Strowman, then got...
Like
then,
you do.
Then Bronson Reed got speared through the barricade by the timekeepers. Then they got pulled apart, so they're fighting into the back and all these things. Strowman pushes over a golf cart and all these things. Strowman got put through a table, but then got up and drove Bronson Reed through a... very oddly placed wall that just so happened to be there.
You know, just a random wall that appeared out of nowhere that nobody had ever seen before that day and they'll never see again except on video.
That everything up to that was really good. But then they used a drywall spot. Like, oh.
Yeah, that was...
They couldn't have even just painted the wall a little to make it more realistic looking. It was just... They got some drywall, they quickly hung it, and drove him through the wall.
I think my favorite part about this was, as they're going backstage, you have security chasing them. And security and the referees, and I think at one point Adam Pearce was involved, are trying to pull them apart and hold them back from each other. And I'm fairly sure, I think I saw at least one security person, if not two, just get thrown.
Probably.
They're just like, you know, no, just get out of the way. You're in the way. Move. Like, I love when they do stuff like that, where it's like, they just can't, you know, again, that's my favorite trope, right? They can't be held back. But this was really, really good up until the random wall, as Rock mentioned. Because it was awkward, too, because I was like... When they went through the wall, they're just laying there, right? Selling, as they should. But I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, is it done? Is it over? Because they held on it for what it felt like a little bit too long.
Like, obviously, they were letting the moment breathe, and that's fine. I appreciate that. But, like, they just sat there because you were just staring at the hole in the wall. And at first, I was like, what is going on? Because you couldn't really see them through the hole in the wall.
Yeah, it was
just a hole.
It was just awkward.
Really, yeah, and I think eventually they did get a camera in there, but it was just like the way that they held on the hole. It's like, so is there anything else? Are they going to come out of the hole? Like, or did they just go down the hole?
Yeah, they could have done up the wall a little bit more to make it more realistic, but here we are. So Adam Pearce had to deal with that. And then he's in his office trying to get updates. Ludwig Kaiser shows up, and Pierce is annoyed by that. And then he wants to know, has Pierce found a challenger for Gunther? Because, you know, he has one to fight Sammy. And then Sammy interrupted via going to the ring. And then Sammy cut a promo talking about, you know, Brett and what it takes to be world champion. And he's the guy who deserves it, but Gunther declines it. And he wants to be the guy who fights it week in and week out. He said he realizes Gunther doesn't want a piece of him because he beat him at WrestleMania and he'll beat him again. Kaiser came out and was like, why are you asking? Gunther's not afraid of you. He's trying to save you from the worst embarrassment of your life. That was, you know, he talked about WrestleMania. It was the greatest night of your life, Sammy. But, you know, I looked up to you at one point. Your family looked up to you rather than down on him for the first time. But miracles don't happen twice. Zayn was like, yeah, that's strange. Kaiser was speaking for Gunther. Zayn, Gunther doesn't need Kaiser for anything, and he doesn't think Kaiser needs Gunther. Zayn said Kaiser wants to get noticed, and that's why he's turned on his tag team partner, Giovanni Vinci. Zayn questioned if Kaiser thought he would gain respect by being Gunther's mouthpiece, and Zayn told Kaiser to have some balls to speak for himself, and that brought out Gunther himself. He told Sammy he'll answer his challenge a bit, but he wouldn't know if Kaiser had anything to tell him. Kaiser just looked at was like, yeah, I have something to get off my chest, and then attacked Sami Zayn. They left Sami Zayn laying in the ring. They hugged. They were leaving. Gunther was like, come on, let's go. And Sami's grabbing Kaiser's leg, and then Kaiser went to do a move, and Sami Zayn countered, and he hit him with the huluva to end the segment.
I really like how they're using Kaiser. Like, really, really, really like how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you talk about people embracing their role and people doing their thing and really, really, really showing up and showing out. And I feel like Kaiser is doing that. Like, he's just the perfect person to put as the mouthpiece of Gunther. Like, he's just... He... Brent Corner. Anyway, like, he's just punchable enough in the face, and he's smug enough that it works perfectly for a heel Gunther. Just absolutely perfectly. Like, you know, Gunther doesn't even need to deal with this because Kaiser will handle it, right? And you're seeing that evolution of that relationship. And I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I am very much enjoying what they're doing with Kaiser right now in terms of his booking and his writing and everything. Like, it's just, it is a perfect use of him because it's like he's a lackey, but he's an intelligent lackey.
Yes.
Like, that's the one thing that I have to say, like, overall with the writing is that there is a level of awareness and intelligence to a lot of the characters that they're doing right now that I very much enjoy.
And it will be Kaiser and Zayn next week on Monday Night Raw.
I mean, I can think of worse things.
It was the New Day taking on the Judgment Day for the World Tag Team titles before the match. Woods told told Rhea and Damian and Uso to stay in the back, don't get involved. He wants to make sure, you know, everything gets settled in the ring. So they had a good match, but then the Judgment Day showed up. Then the LWO showed up to even the odds. Woods hit a big elbow drop on McDonough, but the referee was distracted with all the fighting on the outside. He had him beat, and then JD got back in the ring, blind tagged to Finn. They took care of Xavier. Coup de grace, Finn and JD retained the titles. I liked Finn's wave before he hit the coup de grace.
That was good.
Woods was mad. Like, why, what, like, this always happens, why? And then he's backstage, he's yelling, he's yelling at the LWO and stuff, and why, like, you guys cost us the belt. And then Kofi's, wait, I asked them to be involved, the numbers and all the things, and which is like, why did they know the plan and I didn't?
Yeah.
Like, it's been this way for a while now, you're just like... Why am I not involved? And, you know, I thought Kofi's like, oh, you know, we need help. We, We don't have E. It's just me and it's me and you. Woods had a mad.
Woods did have a mad. They're not on the same page.
Yeah.
Which is never a good thing.
And like a couple weeks ago, we thought the gear was like because he was turning towards the dark side. And it was Power Ranger gear.
Of course it was.
Because if you looked, he was the Black Ranger and Kofi was the Green Ranger. You kind of figure that part out with the gear they wore on television this week. So that was good. I want to see where they're headed.
I like how they're playing Woods' frustration where there's tension in the relationship, but it's like, no, don't worry, we can work this out. Because there could be a split where Woods is just like, you know what, I'm going to go off and do my own thing. You go off and do your own thing and we'll see. And if we come back together, we come back together kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. That's how I would like this to resolve. I don't want to see Woods turn on Kofi or Kofi turn on Woods. I don't want to see a feud between the two. I just want to see Woods kind of be like, you know what? We had a good thing. We can still be friends, but I'm gonna go do me for a while.
Or this may be
This
may be the return of Big E to kind of bring the boys together.
As their manager?
Or just a one-time appearance of just sort of bringing them back together. Kind of see that. I think that's where we're headed.
Could be. It's entirely possible. I'll take either or. I am not picky, but I like how they're doing it. I like how they're booking it.
Yeah. Jey Uso came to ring, talked about his desire to win the Intercontinental title. Did a bunch of eating. Bron Breakker came out. He talked about Jey trying to tell Jey to stay away, but he's going on a relentless pursuit of a championship. Breakker told Jey that he's trying to prove that he doesn't need any help to be a single star, but he did his homework, and Jey's been here for 14 years, and he's one of the biggest stars, and fans love him. Yeet. Breakker said that the funny thing is that he's done more as a singles wrestler in 6 months than Jey has done in his entire career as a singles wrestler. Breakker said he didn't need his father, his uncle, or his family name. Breakker then told him, you know, this the belt is his family, and he will expose Jey because he is nothing without his family. Breakker sees the dog in Bron Breakker. Jey said he wouldn't take Breakker lightly, and he's only been there for 6 months. Jey said winning the championships in WWE when Breakker, but he was winning championships in WWE when Breakker was still in diapers. Jey said he would dog walk your ass, quote unquote. He said he'll find out what Breakker's made of, and said it might be short and sweet like Breakker's NFL career. So Jey ended up spearing Bron Breakker, the first time Bron Breakker has ever taken a spear.
He had an owie.
He did. More on that in a little while. The other storyline throughout the show, or before we get to the storyline throughout the show, it was one CM Punk. Very serious CM Punk. Not the happy CM Punk who will be the special referee on the season premiere of NXT on the CW for the NXT title match. No. Different CM Punk. He's very focused. He's at a point in his career where sometimes people ask him how many matches he has left in his old bones. Depending on how you feel, the answer is either wildly disappointing or makes you tremendously happy. He said the answer to the question is more the way you think. Punk talked about when he returned to WWE, he didn't come to make friends. He said that didn't exactly mean he came to make a mortal enemy, but that's what's happened. Now, the only way to end things is by going into Hell in a Cell. He feels a little naive for thinking the feud was over after he touched four turnbuckles of Berlin, and McIntyre thought he was a little naive thinking they were over when he jumped him in Chicago and tried to bring his wife and dog into this. And everyone should agree that it should have ended when McIntyre sent him to the hospital 2 weeks ago, but he's just too stubborn. Punk said McIntyre's fatal mistake is not getting the job done, and now he's drastically different. Punk said people can ask how many Hell in a Cell matches he has left in him. The answer is zero. His sister, his wife, told him not to do this. He said maybe the angel on his shoulder begged him not to do this. Punk said, armed with all the information, he explained why he's going to do it. He talked about McIntyre the last time they were in Portland. If he pushed him far enough, he would become the devil himself. The devil is here. And said the devil in his heart tells him it's only okay that this ends in a Hell in a Cell. He can't promise that he's going to kill McIntyre because he won't make promises that he 100% can't deliver on. But he will make McIntyre bleed, and he would have to kill him. Punk said he was prepared to die and for his heart to stop beating and for it all to be over with. He's had a great career, and if this is the end, so be it. He's prepared for this to be the end of him, and if McIntyre is prepared for it to be the end of McIntyre, then he'll see him in hell.
This was very good. This is very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Much more serious CM Punk. Obviously, we're building to the proverbial climax between these two, which is what you want.
Yeah. I like this. This sold the match. This was like, okay, not telling jokes, not making fun of anything. This is why we're doing this. This is why I made the challenge. This is why this is going to end. This is it. And they're keeping them apart. Like, Punk's not on the show next week. It's McIntyre, probably his response promo time. And they'll have a confrontation the week before because there's really nothing else you can, really add to it after the last beatdown. So
it's there's no need to add anything.
It's going to boil over at Hell in a Cell, which is the way it should be.
We're all completely fine with that.
Yeah, all here for all of it. So the main other story was the whole stuff with the Judgment Day and the Terror Twins. Damian and Rhea are talking. They talked to Jey Uso at one point, and he has a match with Dominik on the show. He talked about that with Xavier Woods. We talked about that. Then Finn crashed an interview with that Rhea was trying to do. He, you know, they had a conversation talking about, you know, everything that's been happening like that. And Rhea said they were family, but she's the only one who cared about herself. And, you know, Rhea's at fault for them all not being champions, or her and Damian, rather. And Rhea's like, you want to rewrite history and lie to her face? Rhea said that they were a family and she had to stop them from fighting every week. And she did so because she loved her family. Belair told Rhea that when Morgan was flirting with Dom, he was the devil on Dom's shoulder who told Dom to go with Liv. And the crowd went, ooh. Jey then showed back up. He asked if there was a problem. Belair said it was just two friends catching up. And Belair said Jey should focus on his Intercontinental title because he's a little out of his league when it comes to Rhea. And Rhea's like, Belair has a point. Jey wonder if is it because he was out of his league? And it's like, no, it was because you should focus on becoming Intercontinental champion. Yeet.
Yeet.
A lot of yeet on this show.
There was much yeet tonight. Or that night.
There was. And then there was one with Damian who was trying to be interviewed, and Liv showed up, and Morgan said it was the former champion, doesn't realize he has been. Morgan said he wished the priest could hear the boys talk about how much of a loser he is right now. Damian said he couldn't believe that somebody in Judgment Day actually had a set, and that's actually Liv Morgan. Priest said Rhea would tear Liv apart, and he would take out her boyfriend later on Monday Night Raw.
Can we talk about his face during this segment?
Yeah, go ahead.
His face when she was talking. He was so done. He's like, oh, fuck. Like, just the whole time. He was like, I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say anything. Okay, fine. I'm going to say something.
Yeah. And then Jey was backstage and he talked to Ilya, and Ilya congratulated him. And then Finn Balor walked up and, you know, why are you showing respect to the Jey and then Rhea and Damian? And Balor's like, you need to be smart when choosing your friends. Dragon said he respects those three, which is more he could say for Finn Balor. And then the rest of Judgment Day kind of surrounded him, and like Balor's like, we gotta go take care of one of your friends. They're threatening Ilya Dragunov. I don't know if that's the smartest idea, but
that seems like a kind of stupid move. I'm gonna be honest. Like, Ilya Dragunov does not strike me as the person you want to piss off.
Indeed. Couple things before we get to the main event. There was a teaser for the Wyatt Six talking about a her and the American Made video package.
Which, to be fair, the American Made video package was very good.
It was very well done. Really, really good, yes.
But just like, you know, obviously, you know, putting those relatively close together just as the reminder of here they are coming out of the feud with the Wyatt Six and you're trying to keep them strong. As the Wyatt Six move on to their next victim, as it were. Maybe they're going to stay with American Made. Who knows? I don't think so, though. Like, no, I think they're going to move on.
The video package was like, we're done with them. We're done with the metal institution people or whatever. And they're here to focus on other things. And the Wyatt Six are going after someone or something else. But no, it was so cheesy work.
It was. It was like, what in the Kurt Angle is going on in this video?
Yeah. I liked it.
Like, that's the vibe I got off of Gable was Kurt Angle, just straight fucking Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect.
But then it was Damian and Dom in your main event. The rest of Judgment Day get involved. Damian would get the win. After the match, more things ensued. Jey tried to make the save, but Bron Breakker took him out with a spear. So he got the return spear on that. And then more over and over coup de grace to Finn Balor as Rhea could only lay there and watch. Judgment Day stood tall to end Monday Night Raw.
Which is what you needed to have happen. You need to start, and I think I said this last week, you need to start recovering Judgment Day a little bit, have them be a little bit stronger. You know, they got their comeuppance from Rhea and Damian, and now you need to even the playing field a little bit and show why they are a dominant force still. So this was, and I like that you had Braun come for Jey, which was really smart, because it's like you make sure that you still keep the focus on that. You still keep those two together, but they can be involved in this overarching story. So you can have the two crossover a little bit if you need to, which was really, really good.
Yeah, you're not adding Jay into the story. You're adding Ilya possibly into the story. It's good.
Directions, y'all. Directions. They're creating directions. It's, my God, they're doing storytelling.
What?
No.
But that was our raw reaction. That's the recap. That's
overall, very good show.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
But with that
show. Go ahead.
You got stuff to plug, so plug away.
As mentioned at the top, tomorrow night, GM Battles Return Season 2, Series 2. I don't know, whatever. However we're going to call it. New twists, turns, and all the things. It's GM Battles tomorrow, 10-ish. Because SmackDown has an overrun now. So after SmackDown, we should be live with GM Battles. And WWE 2K24. Saturday night, it's WTR Game Night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Russell Talk Radio for sure will be back this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we will be back live at 11 p.m. Eastern to review Monday Night Raw. And we'll be back live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search The Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. As mentioned throughout the show, it is September. New subs have a percentage off, and gift subs next week should have a percentage off as well. Or you just click it by linking your Amazon Prime and your Twitch and all the things, and click the purple button and support the channel. You can also use credit card RocketSock or
Lynn's Imward
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Because when you buy your Deadpool Wolverine, some more chickens and all the, I don't know, so many collabs. The
Burbs.
There's the Burbs. There's Burbs. There's Ghost Rider. And so much more. Just use the codes, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can check out Matt's channel, mgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211, for all his fine content. Go over, give him a like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Beat the odds up against you. Give life to your dreams. Living life in the fast lane, holding on the wheel. Overloaded, but I'm focused, never folding with the deal. I'm beyond hungry, coming for the whole entire meal. You gotta keep going, I'ma show them this is real. Stand in the fire, but I'm never gonna melt. You could try to stop me, but nothing's ever gonna help. This is the start of a story that everyone will tell. One roll of the dice and I'm betting on myself. Born to be the greatest of all time. This is where
WildTalkRadio.com.